With the release of Gemini 3, it's over for developers, especially for front-end web developers. That's kind of the feeling you can get if you spend any time on X, and that's probably not a good idea, but that's a different story. Now, here is an actual landing page I tried to vibe code with Gemini. And yeah, it does look that bad, and I'll get back to it. I'll show you the prompt. Anyways, even though I only got this horrible result, clearly on X, you will see plenty of posts that share amazing landing pages, visualizations, 3D models, and anything related to that that was vibe coded with Gemini. And it looks like it's doing an amazing job at that, even though I got a relatively poor result. Maybe it's just me, though I thought vibe coding means that you don't need to know anything. But again, I'll get back to that. Now, Google themselves, when they introduced Gemini 3, clearly position it as a vibe coding model, or a model that excels at vibe coding. It's literally the third point in their official announcement post on X. And the question is, why? Is Gemini 3 really meant to be so good that you don't even need to know how to code anymore? Is it not a model for real developers, but is it really meant to replace us because it's so much better? It's a bit more difficult than that. Now, let's take a look at the official announcement blog post on the Google website. In that blog post, in the very second section, we again see the vibe coding part. They highlight again that it's amazing at vibe coding. And the question is, why is that so important to Google? Why not frame it as a great assistant for developers? I mean, Google has all these AI tools. They dropped a brand new AI-first editor, Anti-Gravity. Why are they positioning Gemini 3 as a vibe coding model? And is it really that good? Is it going to take our jobs? Well, for Google, it makes a lot of sense, because let's keep in mind, how does Google earn money? With ads. Where are those ads? Primarily in their search and on YouTube, but let's stick to the search for now. Now, of course, search is changing. It's more and more about talking to an AI. Still, of course, especially in Google, you will see results because they still need to sell you ads, but it is changing. And Google has a clear vision of how it should change in the near term, at least. With Gemini 3, they built their first model that's heavily optimized to work well in search, which is why it's rolling out in search for the US on day one. And there is one key feature Gemini 3 has: generative UI. They highlight it in their official announcement blog posts. And the idea is that Gemini 3 cannot just generate text to answer questions, but also user interfaces, visualizations, interactive 3D models, whatever makes sense for a given search query. So they want to take search beyond pure text generation. They want to have a richer user experience. And the key to that is an AI model that's good at producing those interactive visualizations and user interfaces. And that is exactly what vibe coding is all about. It's about producing something, some result, some user interface that looks good and works well. It does need to be a complex website. You don't have to worry about niche cases, about security, performance. All of that does not matter if your only goal is to build an interactive 3D model. And of course, for many use cases, that will be enough. This is, by the way, not something that replaces front-end developers. That's simply something that wasn't really possible before, having this kind of on-the-fly created user interface or interactive visualization for a specific user query. So that is clearly their vision, Google's vision, for the future of search, and therefore for the future, the near-term future at least, of their AI models. Of course, though, since Gemini 3 is a frontier model, it also is good at coding in general, or it should be at least. Again, on X, you'll see some mixed results. As mentioned, Google pushes the vibe coding narrative, and you see plenty of posts related to that. But you'll also see posts that kind of push back, that highlight poor code quality that are mentioning that they're underwhelmed by Gemini 3, or that it's not that good at following complex instructions, that it's fast and efficient and good for vibe coding, but not necessarily good for more complex interactions, more complex tasks. And that's been kind of my experience as well. Yesterday, I shared a post that I wasn't really convinced by Gemini 3 because I had serious problems with getting it to follow the tasks I wanted it to follow. It did it often, but not all of the time. It took unnecessarily complex steps at certain times. It insisted on code that clearly didn't work. To give you an example, in a 10-stack start app I'm currently working on, it continued to use validator here to validate input to a server function when the correct method is input validator. Might sound tiny and niche, but keep in mind, using validator generates an actual error, an error you can catch and see as an output, also as a model if you run some type checks. And even though I fixed this manually, it kept on reintroducing validator and changing this back to validator. It were problems like these which I had. Now, funnily enough, I also was not successful at vibe coding. I tried to get it to build a landing page for a made-up professional cleaning service, and, well, if you're watching the video, this is what it looks like. Is that good? I'm not sure. Yeah, it's not using purple at least, but only because I clearly told it which colors to use. Now, the input prompt I used was create a landing page for a professional cleaning service. I want aqua turquoise colors and a page that highlights the high degree of professionalism by our service. Assume meaningful dummy data for hero section text, pricing, and perks. A pretty short prompt, but again, isn't the whole idea of vibe coding to go with the flow and let it do its thing? Sure, I could have been more precise. I could have created the project and set up some basic styles, some basic components, and then use AI, but the idea behind vibe coding is a different one, if I'm not mistaken. And then it went on, took very long, to be honest, and, well, I did not do anything else. I did not change the code, obviously. This is what I got. So even with vibe coding, I wasn't successful. Maybe just bad luck, because clearly it does seem to be quite good at that. But then again, maybe it's also particularly good at generating those interactive 3D models and visualizations, because again, that clearly seems to be the focus of this model. And therefore, long story short, just with all the other AI models we had before, and very likely all the AI models that are about to come, they can be good assistants as a developer. I'm using them. You know that. I'm using Gemini 3. Maybe I'll switch back to Claude, Sonnet. I'll see. But I'm using it, and it was okay. It's good. Just like all the models are, they can help you with generating code, with writing code. They all have their problems, let's be honest. But they're not here to take your or my job. Not right now. Probably not in the near future. Of course, a different problem is if executives, managers see all the promotional materials, if they see all the vibe coded visualizations and landing pages and 3D models, of which there are a lot if you take a closer look. Again, we now know why that's the case. If you just see that, you could be inclined to think, we don't need a new front-end developer. The existing one can do the job of three people with help of Gemini 3 in this case. And that, of course, again, leads to fewer jobs right now, at least potentially. Again, I'm convinced this is not the mid or long-term future necessarily. I'm convinced that AI can act as an accelerator, but that doesn't help us today if companies decide that they can use AI to get the same work done with less people. That may not be true. They will learn over time, but still, it's a problem today. And unfortunately, there is no easy solution to that. But to answer the question, if it will take our jobs, no, I don't think so. It's important to understand that Gemini 3 is definitely purpose-built and fine-tuned for a specific task, and it's pretty good at that task. But that's not the task you're being paid for.